Item number 17. Discussion and possible action on amendments to Brazos River Authority Operations Policies Manual. Jason Fazell.
16 or 17?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I? I'm sorry. Number 16. Right. Report and possible discussion on constitutional amendments election November 8th, 2011. Beck Bruno. Sorry, Beck.
Oh, that's all right. Thank you, Chairman. And this will be brief. This is really just for discussion purposes. As you may all be aware, November 8th is the upcoming constitutional amendment election. Actually, early voting is going on right now and runs through Friday, this Friday, November 4th. There are 10 propositions on the ballot this year, and I wanted to point out two of them because there are two that are water-related. This first one, Proposition 2, this is the language amendment providing for the issuance of additional general obligation bonds by the Water Development Board in an amount not to exceed $6 billion at any time outstanding. We've talked before during legislative updates about in the last session, the board's legislative priority was to extend their bonding authority to the $6 billion number. Next slide, please. Right now, previously $4.2 billion over time has been authorized. And of that, they've used up $3.29, and they point out that they've used about $1 billion in just the last 3 years. So their point is that if they want to continue to be able to issue bonds for certain programs, that they need to have this additional authority. The only thing, as far as concerns I've read about or heard, has been with the evergreen aspect of the bonding authority, meaning that as where before the board would have to come back to the legislature and continue to get their limit re-upped or reauthorized. The evergreen authority essentially gives them basically what that means, evergreen or everlasting authority to issue that amount. And so the $6 billion would be their cap. But as those bonds are paid off, that frees up room where they can continue to reissue bonds against that number. This proposition has pretty broad support from a number of pro-business and, as you would expect, water groups and associations. Texas Infrastructure Now is a website that was developed that has a lot of information about the need for Prop 2. Texas Association of Business, the Associated General Contractors. If you have not already, you will see some articles about this written in the paper, as well as hear some radio ads that have been coming out as well. The other water prop is Prop 8. Next slide. This is, the language here, constitutional amendment providing for appraisal for ad valorem tax purposes of open space land devoted to water stewardship purposes on the basis of its productive capacity. And simply what this is whereas right now you have an agriculture exemption in place for property tax valuation purposes. In 1995, there was a wildlife valuation put in place, and this is basically a continuation of that. Whereas you might take an ag exemption or a wildlife exemption, now you can take a water stewardship exemption if you are using your property for the benefit of what's defined as water stewardship. And there's a dozen or so specific criteria that if you can show you are falling under any three of those 12, whether it's donating water, if you have a water right and donating a portion of it to the Texas Water Trust, or doing things to manage invasive species, that sort of thing. That's basically what this is. Actually, my predecessor, Matt Phillips, was the lead lobbyist for the Nature Conservancy in moving this through the legislature this last session. But those two, Prop 2 and Prop 8, are, the water props. If you are interested in information on these and all of the propositions, again, there's 10 total, I can circulate, or you can come ask me for a link to the Texas Legislative Council's website, where they have a guide that literally goes through every prop, gives you some history on it, the pros and cons. But wanted you all to be apprised of these two. Again, since they're water-related, you could get some questions on them. Any questions? Thank you.
Thank you, Beck.